Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
I'm just grooving to the song, to be honest. It's great.
Every time I listen to that, it cracks me up. Like,
still, it's been how like, many years now?
I know, it's crazy.
It's fantastic. It's a fantastic intro.
Penelope Noir, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks.
What are you going to... I mean, I don't really know much about fashion.
No, neither do I.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't prep Kittio at all. I was just like, yep, Penny's coming in. She talks about clothes.
Regardless, I'm excited for any kind of fashion-related
topic. I kind of feel that I'm lucky because I can talk about anything that's kind of loosely related. So
yeah.
It's like a platform for me to rabbit on about.
I love it.
What have you brought in today?
Can I just do a shout-out first?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lame term, but can I just
recognize
how amazing the Laneway audience was dressed?
Oh yeah,
honestly,
we haven't had a Laneway review yet, because it was last Monday.
Like last year, my memory was cowboy hats and banana suits. Like there were like 15
really?
Bananas. Yeah,
really?
And I remember like in the middle of the day, the guys were getting hot, so they were tying half the banana around their waist. So it was only banana.
Were there any standout trends you saw this year?
It was totally 90s,
yeah.
A lot of 90s,
yeah.
But I loved that people wore their clothes with such confidence that they looked incredible, and that was the thing. I really noticed confidence, a lot of kind of metallic dresses with cutouts, and people just kind of, they dressed up for the day, and there was nothing inappropriate. Everyone just looked really cool and comfortable. And yeah, it was like really invigorating to walk around and see people dressed really well.
I saw a lot of people with like pelts of fur.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see any of that.
When I was on the bus, I was burning or something. Yeah,
yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, all right.
Gosh, that sounds hot.
I know, yeah.
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 I saw a lot of hats, which I was super stoked about.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I was constantly stressed about sunburn the entire day.
Yeah, it was, oh my God, it was very hot, wasn't it?
The one thing I don't see is towels. I always bring a towel to Laneway.
Oh, yeah, and I'm like, that was smart. I saw you with that and I was like, that's genius.
I create a little kind of bit of shade.
I never thought of that. I used to take a wet flannel in a plastic bag to the big day out.
That's smart.
But I haven't done that for Laneway. But a towel's really good because you can like sit on it.
Yeah, and yep. I'd love to see someone rock in it, like a towel as an accessory. I reckon that'll be great.
Toweling suit, perhaps.
Oh God!
I saw a toweling bikini for sale yesterday.
Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah. Those are
maybe
in fashion,
a bikini next year.
So what are we actually talking about today?
Yeah. So
that was a tangent.
There's a new TV show on Netflix called Next in Fashion, and it's hosted by Alexa Chung, who's a model and a TV presenter. She used to date what's his name? Alex from
Arctic Monkeys, Alex Turner.
Yeah, Alex Turner.
She does a bit of everything, eh?
Yeah, I really love her YouTube videos on how to be French. How to have French style. It's really good. She's just got a really good sense of humour.
Yeah, she's very funny.
She's hosted a lot of music and fashion TV shows in the UK. We haven't seen so much of it here. I think we kind of know her just for being kind of like tabloid fodder, mostly. Mm. And of course, Tan France is in Queer Eye, the second set of guys, you know. And he was originally a women's wear designer, so he totally knows what he's talking about. And Next in Fashion is very similar to Project Runway.
So is it reality TV?
It's reality TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. The difference is that all these designers that feature on it, these 18 designers, have had experience in the fashion world. So they're either working on their own label that's out there, but you just don't know their name, or they're ghost designers. So like one woman was the ghost designer for Jay-Z's Rockaware. Another woman designed for Stella McCartney and Alexander Wang. So they've kind of like all got some experience, and they all can sew and make clothes because, you know, like there is, you know, we've talked before about how, you know, a lot of designers don't do that. They can just draw and they know about the garment making and stuff like that, but they don't actually produce the clothes. But all of these designers produce the clothes, and some of them have studied like at the prestigious Central St. Martin's, and a lot of them have already dressed A-list celebrities, like Beyonce and all that kind of stuff.
Sounds like a fairly legitimate show.
Yeah.
Is it competitive?
Yeah, so it's a competition. They're up for $250,000. And at the moment, they're working in pairs. And if anyone's a fan of Project Runway or any of those shows, they know that like that always brings
a bit of drama.
The interesting thing is that because these people have been working in fashion, some of them for like 20 or 30 years, they kind of know each other. Like, yeah. They come from all different countries. India, Italy, Scotland, Puerto Rico, Canada, China, South Korea. The majority are from the US and there's three from England. But they kind of know each other. They're paired up and a lot of them have paired up with their mates. And then there's some weird pairings that don't go so well. And, of course, that lack of communication drives kind of who gets... like who's gone first,
and
you know?
That drama is the like crux of reality.
Yeah, but we're, it's interestingly, I believe that it's a US kind of show, but it's made I think in the UK. It's really really weird, so I can't kind of quite work it out. But it's definitely got that kind of almost like stiff upper lip politeness of Britishness.
Yeah,
so you don't see a lot of like, oh my God, no, I'm not doing that, blah, blah, you know, like that drama that you get in Project Runway and small the tanties that sometimes come along.
Passive aggressive.
Yeah, like real subtle.
Yeah. But to be honest, I've only kind of watched the first three episodes. Like, I really do want to binge watch it, but there are only 10. And so far, they all are in pairings. So there's 18 designers in total. There's 10 episodes. So I'm not sure if the whole show is them collaborating with another designer the entire way. But the first episode is pretty cool because it starts off with a bang and it's the red carpet challenge. So they have to dress someone and it's like pretty incredible what they come up with. And they only get 2 days. And, you know, the judges are kind of like guest stylists, but also designers like Philip Lim is one of the judges at one stage. So they different people each time. And they don't, you know, like with Project Runway, you had Michael Kors and Nina Garcia going, oh, darling, that's just terrible, terrible, you know. I wouldn't dress my grandmother in that paper bag, you know, that sort of thing. And you don't get that with this.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that eventually something will open up a little bit and you'll hear some kind of little like, ooh.
It sounds like you learn some interesting things about the industry, though, on like who they design for, like.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
Like a lot of different backgrounds. Like there's one designer who was in the military, like, and he, you know, that was kind of like his whole thing. And then he just decided he was going to be a designer, which is really, really awesome.
That is awesome.
And they do the thing where they kind of like, in Project Runway, you don't really get to, you kind of get to know the designers a little bit, and then they go and visit the finalists' families and see where they come from and that sort of thing. And this one, they're kind of doing that story all along with each episode. So it's kind of quite cool to see, you know, where the people come from and stuff. And of course, a lot of them have different expertise in different areas. So some are into tailoring and making suits and some only make menswear, but now they're having to make, you know, so it's quite an interesting one. And they're very fast paced episodes, so it's not like you're going, oh God, because sometimes with Project Runway I'd be like, oh, fast forward, you know. But yeah, so this show is called Next in Fashion and it's on Netflix, and what they're looking for is the next big name in fashion, basically.
Cool.
Are there many other fashion, I know there's Queer Eye on Netflix, but are there many other fashion shows on Netflix?
Or? They, you know how Netflix has the run of like different, you know, they change films in and out. They have a lot of movies, like some of the ones that I've kind of talked about, like the one about the woman that made the dress that Rihanna wore for the Met
the
Gala
dress.
But I can't remember what the name of the movie is. It's like The Forbidden City or something. It's about the
Yellow is Forbidden, I think.
Yeah,
it's
that's
called.
It. Yellow is Forbidden. And that was a designer that it's like the first applied to be one of the Paris Haute Couture designers out of China, because technically, well, for a long time you couldn't do that unless you were French. So they have a lot of fashion movies in the documentaries, which is quite cool.
So yeah, Next in Fashion, hit it up on Netflix, I guess, if you're into that.
Yeah.
Penelope Noir, thank you very much.
Thanks.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.